Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I is that same mother.
It's 1 o'clock. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration.
Inspiration. 92.3 FM.
Inspiration FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. The last two programs we've been journeying in the space of environment, that pillar. It's the fifth pillar of wellness, and we say wellness is a perspective on our health that gives reverence to the source of our being, which means there's a creative force, there's a God force involved in wellness. And we impart there are five pillars to wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. Environment. We've had the privilege of the Ladies Environmental Club the last two Sundays, and we hope to get one or two of them on the line to join us today. Weather has made it a bit of a challenge physically and other factors. Last week, we touched on a couple areas regarding the environment. We touched on the therapeutic benefits of connecting to nature. If we take a step back and understand that truly the environment is an integral part of our well-being, and there are several benefits from having an environment that is in alignment with what God created, with the Garden of Eden. Today we look at numbers in terms of pollution around the world, and it's tremendous. It's not a debate any further that environments that are more polluted have high instances of health problems such as cancer and other respiratory-related ailments. But there are other kinds of pollution that we don't even think about. There's radiation, electromagnetic radiation from our devices, from our phones, from our electronic gadgetry around the house. Most people sleep today with their phones right next to their head, on the bedside table, on the nightstand, or even on the bed. That's a source of radiation.
Hello.
Ah, okay. So we have one of the... Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lady E. Asemota, is that you? Hello, good afternoon.
So sorry, the line is not so clear.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going over some of the things we've touched on the program. We touched on the therapeutic benefits of connecting to nature. We touched on negative impact on environmental pollution, both indoor, outdoor. We touched on the soil pollution, water pollution. So I've just given a brief recap on what we've covered the last two shows. And then we began the dialogue on recycling, ways to avoid and convert waste to economic benefit. All right. Lady E. Asemota, is the line any better? Not at all. We need to call.
Hello, doctor.
Okay. I can hear you now. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you a bit clearer now.
All right, very good. So, again, glad to have you back. And we appreciate the work that the Ladies Environmental Club is doing here in Lagos and the impact you're having from the school systems to various neighborhoods and some of the work you've done also on the beachfront. We've done a lot to give information to our folks, our listeners, regarding the benefit of a good environment to our health, to our longevity, our quality of life. Today, we want to just take the discussion on recycling a little further. And then, in fact, let's start with the fourth component, which is greening our spaces. What are some things we can do to green or re-green our spaces?
Encourage it once again. The line is not clear, but thank you for having me on the program. And it's a bit difficult to hear you clearly, so as to respond your comment.
Okay, so I repeat the question, and I will send it to you via WhatsApp. Because we can hear you nice and clear. All right. So the first question is, what are some ways we can begin to green our spaces? What are some of the ways to green our spaces?
Did I call through via WhatsApp?
Okay. I've sent you the question also on WhatsApp.
Okay. Okay, let me check it.
Okay, so let me just step back a little bit and talk about the environment from a perspective that really should touch us. We live in our garden, our own Garden of Eden. Many of us travel around the world.
Thank you very much for the question. What are some ways to green spaces? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'll just mention a few. There are numerous ways to green your space, especially when you have spaces that are not constructed to have soil. In other words, you have paving stones, you have interlocking tiles around your premises. So what best way can you green your space? You can have greens on your wall. You can have greens on your window sills. Then you can also have a lot of potted plants within your space and place it as strategic locations with indoors and outdoors. There are very good indoor plants that return lots of energy. You can put in your living room, in your bathroom, even in your kitchen. You can green up, you know, your interior home with very good plants, as well as outdoors. And then you can create a green lounge within your space. Whatever space you have in your premises, you can create an artificial, with artificial flowers, and then you mix it up with live plants and make it a sitting area for yourself. Thank you.
I appreciate how you've just broken it down. First of all, you took off the excuse anyone uses that, well, I don't have grass or green space in my yard. And you said, well, there are many places you can green. She said, you can green your windowsill. You can green your walls. We have all kinds of, we call them creepers or creeping plants that can creep up on the wall and really create a beautiful, nice, natural green, just a green space on the walls. She mentioned potted plants. And in the potted plants, you can grow both the decorative ornamental flowers or things that you want to consume, from the vegetables to even some of our root plants. Many of our root plants give green flowers that are also edible, from the onions to the beetroot. Then she talked about indoors. And indoor one, in fact, let's dwell on indoor a little bit further, because many of us today live in indoor cesspools. The indoor air is just a cesspool of chemicals. Lady Iyasemota. Hello? Okay.
Hello.
All right. You can hear me. Let's touch a bit on the indoor space, greening the indoor space, or challenges that people don't know they have already with their indoor space and how they can improve their indoor air. Okay. All right.
Okay. I will talk about that briefly. Just a moment, please.
Okay. Today, studies are showing that a lot of us have indoor air that is even more polluted.
How do we utilize the indoor to create a green environment? Because green is life. First, I would advise that, you know, when you go abroad, you see a lot of little green plants planted inside cups, fanciful cups, and it's placed on window sills. They are colorful. You have shrubs like that don't grow so big. You can plant those shrubs and put it on your windows. It beautifies and also refreshes the air. Then, by your staircase indoors, you can have a potted plant there. By your study, you can have an indoor potted plant there. Even in your bathroom, there are plants suitable for such indoor environment. Thank you.
Lady E, can you mention some of these indoor plants that one can easily pot and put on the windowsill or even put in the living room? You mentioned some of these plants. I know one of my favorite are the ferns, but there are quite a few other ones that you could put indoors that help to clean the air, cleaning everything from the carbon to nitrogen to some of the aromatic toxic chemicals that come out as off gases from our carpets, our tile, our paint, and even the leather on our chairs. Are there some of these plants you can mention, share with our listeners? Okay. Obviously, she's not hearing me. So, just some of these indoor plants. There are some short ones, some taller ones that can even get to the ceiling. Having a wide variety of them so that you can rotate every 1 to 2 weeks. So, if you're bringing in things like the snake plant, the areca palm, the ferns, at least every 1 to 2 weeks, you simply, at the worst 2 weeks, rotate them in and out so that they can get some sun, refresh, also air out and ventilate, strengthen again, and then come back in to help you keep the air clean.
Okay. I got your question. Sorry for the break in this transmission. You asked for names of indoor plants. Yes, yeah. We have popular indoor plants that are common around us. The popular snake plant, the peace lily, the spider plant, the zizi plant. These are some of the common plants. They retain a lot of oxygen that you can use indoors, you know, within your space, and it can also green up your indoors. Thank you.
So the other big plus of having indoor plants is they bring oxygen into the home. Fresh, clean, pure oxygen. She mentioned the peace lily, the spider plant. There's a whole host of them. Get a moment, just go online and research and begin to bring them in. It helps to not only cleanse the indoor air and green your indoor space, but it provides awesome oxygen for the indoor space. All right. We talked about the walls. Many people, most houses have fences or walls. Many people don't have the green garden space. So yes, they can do potted plants. Now, what are some of the plants they can grow right by the wall that can green up the wall? What are some of the potted plants that they can plant to green up the fences? So we're talking about outdoors now. Okay, hope you heard me. Just as the plants give a lot of air indoors, they also give a lot of air outdoors. And the more outdoor greenery you have, the cleaner your outdoor air in your personal environment, in your home, around your home. I mean, many times I've had clients who come to our center and are just too taken aback by the quality of the air in our center because we have a lot of greenery. And unfortunately, some of them return home and don't pick up and begin to plant things. So listeners, this is not only about the greenery, it's also about the quality of air in and around our homes. And you have control over the air right around your homes. And the more green you have around the space, around your home space, the more you might even want to desire to spend time outdoors, basking in the sun, just enjoying the green, having the trees, having the plants, the shrubs around you. There's a whole host of plants you can pot outside to start the greenery. And then literally even create a small outdoor sitting space. Lady Ia Samota. Okay. Now, greening the space doesn't end indoors, your home, outdoors, your backyard or front yard. Your office. Many of our offices are equally, if not more, toxic. The cleaning chemicals we use in our spaces emit chemical gases from the bleaches to the ammonia-based cleaners, the other solvents we use emit a lot of gases, which are over time chronically damaging to our health. They diminish how much oxygen our red blood cells can carry. They impede our mitochondria, which are our energy factories inside our cells. They also make it more difficult for the liver to detoxify. And so by also taking this knowledge into your office space, you can improve your health and the health of your colleagues, your employees, and even your employer. They may not buy the idea of switching to healthier, greener indoor cleaning products. And there's a ton of them out there that you can use to clean indoors just as effectively as the harsh chemicals we use today. That's another discussion. But you can start with bringing in plants into the office. Today, many offices fail to have windows. Many offices are boxes of air conditioners. And many of us already know that the AC does not cleanse or detoxify the air. It filters certain particle sizes and pumps back in the smaller particle sizes, which a lot of our off gases are in that size. So, the office space. Let's also green the office space. Initiate it and you will inspire others to follow through. All right, we are going to take a brief break now and we'll come back and even take some calls, and hopefully we can also get through to Lady E. Asamota. Ladies Environmental Club are guests on Wellness Half Hour. Break time.
We are not here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
That special secret that awakens taste buds. Love, watch, win, wonder with awesome aroma. Terra Seasoning Cubes.
Terra Seasoning Cube turns your meals into a masterpiece.
Nasco quality corn flakes are so full of nourishing goodness made by a natural flaking process that retains all the natural goodness of the whole corn, whole taste, and crunchiness for the whole family. Now available in 35 grams, 55 grams, and 140 gram packs.
Listen to Fidelity SME Forum at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, with repeat broadcasts at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays, as we continue to equip you with insight, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable business, only on Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Wellness Half Hour. This month of July, this rainy month of July, we're talking a little about the environment. We've had the privilege of the members, the leadership of the Ladies Environmental Club. And we've looked at the environment from several perspectives. If you want to share with us what you've done in your environment to improve it, be it the indoor or outdoor environment, call 0700 923 923 923. If you have a challenging environment, you want some wisdom, some guidance, you can reach out to the Ladies Environmental Club. They're a non-profit organization. These are women who have come together to reclaim truly their creative right. We talk about Mother Earth, Mother Nature. We identify the environment, the outer environment, as female. So the leaders have assembled to take back the environment. It's appropriate. And as we've mentioned on previous shows, let's begin to restructure our mind, our paradigm, how we see the environment. The way we treat the environment as if it's a totally, as if it's something totally different, disconnected from, different from us, which is just the wrong perspective. It's an integral part of us. All our food, all our, everything comes from the environment. The air, the sunlight, everything we need to survive comes from the environment. Yes, the Bible says, you know, go and dominate. It didn't say go and destroy. If you understand that, there's a synergy, there's a responsibility, because this is how Mother takes care of us. Then you also care for Mother. She gives us our fruits, our vegetables, helps to clean the water that comes out in the springs that form the rivers and the waterways, evaporates the water from the rivers, lagoons, and oceans that give us the rain that waters our crops. Somehow, we need to realign our minds to Mother Nature, to the femininehood of the environment. We talked about greening our spaces, indoor, outdoor, and even the office space. You can have climbers, creepers that climb on the fence if you don't have that much yard space. We've touched on the various plants that you can plant indoors. She mentioned spider lily, mentioned the peace lily, the spider plant, there's the snake plant, there's the areca palm, that one goes very big. There is the ferns that grow wide. And in a short while, we need to pot from one plant to several plants. They're an excellent choice to bring indoors. Just make sure you rotate them in and out. You want to learn a lot more. connect with the Ladies Environmental Group. Just go on their website, and there's a lot of information. You can take part in their activities and even propose activities. I mean, these women donate their time to help us reclaim our forgotten jewel. You can just go online, do a search for Ladies Environmental Group. You'll find their website, you'll find their other social media platforms. All right. Wait. We're having some. Hello, good afternoon. Okay. All right. Let's just take a step back and look at the environment from a spiritual perspective. Yesterday, I gave a talk at RCCG here in VI. 2 weeks ago, I gave a talk at an Anglican church on the mainland. And I touched on this. Do we understand that there's a spiritual component?
Hello?
That's Lydia Samota. I'm just giving a few words to help people reconnect. We live in God's kingdom. We're His children. And in His kingdom, everything is circular. There's no garbage in God's kingdom. If you look at how God designed the earth, everything is circular. What the plants give us oxygen, we take it in. Give off carbon dioxide. The plants take in carbon dioxide and put out oxygen. The animals, the ruminants, like the cows, the goats, they eat the earth, they eat the grass that the earth grows. They produce excreta that goes in back into the soil as a fertilizer to increase the nitrogen in the soil. There are plants you can plant nearby. One gives oxygen to the air. One collects air nitrogen and puts it into the soil. The next one collects the soil nitrogen. In God's design, everything is circular. There's no garbage. This concept of garbage here that we humans are doing today is totally off alignment with God's creation of the planet. Please, we need to rethink the environment. If anyone is listening to LOMA, or hopefully we'll get to talk to the new chief of LOMA, there needs to be a total rethink, paradigm shift in how we look at environment, how we look at garbage, and how it just makes sense. Look at countries that have done this extremely well. Right from the start, countries like Norway, separation at home, collection of different kinds of garbage, the plastic, the paper, the glass, the aluminum, and then they're recycled into useful products, either back into the earth or into new plastic or new rubber or some other hybrid product. Lydia Samota, can you hear me? Hello? All right. Having difficulty again with the communication. I just wanted to give you the contact where you can call or reach. All right. Just as you're pausing and thinking about our garbage relationship, it's all about us being responsible for our own Garden of Eden. We go abroad, we admire the Garden of Eden in Obodo Oyinbo. We have our own here. Okay? All right. Just go online and connect with the Ladies Environmental Group. They talk at schools, they talk at churches, they're all over the place. These are all volunteers, and they need more women to step up and join them. It's about educating us, shifting the paradigm in our minds as to how we take up the environment, from our positions on garbage, both locally and statewide, and also how we can improve our environment indoors and around our homes. Hope this 3 days has been a good journey environmentally to wake us up to our responsibility to care for our own Garden of Eden, especially to our mothers and our sisters who truly are the embodiment of Earth, a life-giving force. This is Wellness Half Hour. Stay tuned for Saying It with Music with Uncle Sonny Irabor. Have a blessed week.